What does the so-called Santa Claus rally mean for stocks in 2026? Hello, and thanks for joining us for the final Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance for 2025. I'm Scott Inman. First up, a little history. The term Santa Claus rally refers to the seasonal trend of the stock market going up in the final week of the year, right as Santa makes his rounds. It was first coined by a guy named Yale Hirsch. He wrote a book called The Stock Trader's Almanac, which focused on stock market history, cycles, and patterns. He's famous for spotting and naming many of the market phenomena, like the presidential election year cycle, the January barometer, and the Santa Claus rally. And just like a four-year-old knows that Santa Claus is real, investors better believe the Santa Claus rally is real. Look at this chart from LPL Research. It shows the performance of the S&P 500 index over the final 7 days of the year in every year back to 1950. Over the past 75 years, the index has been positive over that stretch 78% of the time, with an average return of 1.3%. For comparison, the market's typical 7-day average is positive just 58% of the time, and the average is 0.3%. So what happens next? What does the Santa Claus rally have to say about what will happen in January and beyond? Well, old Yale Hirsch has a saying for that, too. He says, if Santa should fail to call, bears may come to Broad and Wall. More simply put, if the final week of the year is positive, there's much better statistical chance of positive returns continuing. Here's another chart from LPL that backs that up. When the final week of the year is positive, the average January return that follows is 1.4%, and the next year averages a 10.4% return. But when Santa doesn't come, the January return is slightly negative, and average annual returns are still solid, but considerably lower at 6.1%. Now this year, at the time of this recording, it's too close to call. The S&P 500 index is effectively flat with 1 day of trading left. So we don't know which of these categories 2026 will fit into. But it's also worth noting that it's not 100% right. Let's go back to that first chart. The final week of the year, as you see there, was negative in 2023 and 2024. And as we know, the following years then produced double-digit returns. So Santa doesn't always offer a crystal ball. At the end of the day, what matters more than seasonal trends is fundamentals like earnings, monetary and fiscal policy changes, and macroeconomic conditions. As we head into 2026, those are all on solid footing, but make sure you check us out in the new year as we continue to monitor it. I hope you and your family have a happy new year.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.